This is Abakia's recording for Megillah Daf Hey Amid Aleph. So we left off the very, very bottom of Dalet Amid Beis, and we were saying that we want to collect Matanas Lev Yonim specifically on the day that they read the Megillah, because the Aniyim are very excited for Mikra Megillah, because that's when they get their Matana, and we don't want to disappoint them and not get their Matanas Lev Yonim on that particular day. So then on the very last word of the Amid, it says, Aval, but, and then we're going over to Daf Hey Amid Aleph, Aval Simcha, Eina Noheges Ela Bizmana. But when it comes to the Simcha, and Rashi explains Simcha of Michael and Mishta, of the Seudas Purim, that we specifically do on the day of Yudalit. Okay, new topic. Amarav. So Rav says the following. Megillah Bizmana Koranos Afila Biyachid. So if you're going to read the Megillah on Yudalit, on real Purim, not reading it early, so then, any individual can read the Megillah. Meaning, if you want to stay home and hear, read the Megillah yourself, you don't dafka have to go to shul to hear the Megillah with the minyan. But shelo bizmana, if it's being read not at the right time, meaning when you move it up to the Yom HaKnisa, to the previous Monday or Thursday, then you need a minyan, because Rashi says we need persume nisa specifically for this purpose. That so if it's bizmana, it's okay biyachid, because that's the mitzvah. Obviously, there's a concept of reading it in a bigger gathering, brav amhadras melech, but nevertheless, you could still be yotzei, but shalom bizmana has to be specifically with a minyan. So avasi amar bein bizmana ben shalom bizmana basar, he says, no, you always need to have a minyan. Okay, but then, hava uvda, there was once a time that this happened, v'chosh le rav, v'ha de rav asi, and rav was koshish for the opinion of Rav Asi. So Rashi says, v'chazar al asar v'kifzan, he went and got a minyan. So it means he was choshish for his opinion. Probably just means in the Gemara that out of respect for Rav Asi, he was choshish for his opinion, not that he actually was choser on what he held. Ask the Gemara, mi amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? V'amar Rav Yehuda b'rei Rav Shmuel bar Shilas mishmei de Rav Purim shechal lios b'shabes erev Shabbos zmanon. Right? So he says that if Purim comes out on Shabbos, then Erev Shabbos is its time. Then the Gemara asks, wait a minute, Erev Shabbos manam, v'ha Shabbos manam. No, the time is Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos. So El Alav, Hachikamer, this must be what it means. Shalob is manam, kiz manam. Meaning we treat Erev Shabbos like it's the Zman. Mas manam, afilo biyachid. Af shalob is manam, afilo biyachid. So we are medayik from that statement that it's just like the Zman, so you can read it the same way you would read it if it was the Zman. Just like Bizman, Rav holds, you can read it biyachid. So too shalom is mine. You should be able to read it. The Gemara answers lo linyan mikra megillah basara. This is not regarding mikra megillah when it comes to 10 people. He wasn't commenting on that particular nekuda. So elamai erev Shabbos zmanim. So what did he mean when he specifically said erev Shabbos is the zman? Lafugi mi de Rebbe. He's disagreeing with Rebbe. Amar that Rebbe says hol v'nidchu ayaros mimkomon yidchu liyom haknisas. We read in the previous Amid, Rebbe shita is once they got pushed off from Shabbos, you should really go back to Thursday. So he says, no, kamash malan, Bach takes out the word ha, kamash malan the erev Shabbos zmanim hu. So he says, no, dafka, we say that the time is Friday and not Thursday. Okay, that is the end of the first Mishnah in this Masechta. Moving on to the next Mishnah. Ezohi ir gedola. So we quoted this earlier. What is considered a big city? Kol sheyesh ba asara batlan. Has to have 10 batlanim. Pakos mikan, less than this, harei ze kfar. Then it's considered a village. Be'elu amru makdimin velo ma'achrin. In these cases, we said, with these cities, we said that they can go earlier, but they cannot go later. Aval zman atzei kohanim v'tisha ba'av. Chagiga of a hakel, ma'achrin velo makdim. But these other occasions, we say atse kohanim, the ha'am, the bached is the word in for the nation. So specifically when it comes to collecting wood for the maracha and for Tisha B'av and for bringing the carbon chagiga and for the mitzvah of hakel, we don't move things up, we move things back. Mishnah says, "Afal pisha amr makdim and below ma'achren." Even though we said we read earlier and not later, mutarin behesved v'tainis. The days that you read, you're still allowed to have a eulogy or a fast umatanas levyonim, and you can bring matanas levyonim on those days. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, and now Rabbi Yehuda comes just comments on the previous Mishnah. Emasai, when do we say this is so? Makom shenach nisin That's a place where the farmers would all come to the villages on Monday or Thursday. That was the Yom HaKnisa. So we read this earlier as well. So we said that if they don't come, there's nothing particularly special about Monday and Thursday. Farmers don't come to sell, then they only do it bizman. Okay, says the Gemara, Tana Asar Batlan and Shebe Sakneses. We specifically said that these Asar Batlan are the ones who hang around the shul and trying to help make a minyan. The Elu Amr Makdim and Bloma Achrin. And these specific cases, we say in Purim, we make it earlier and not later. So ask the Gemara, my time, why is this so? I'm Rabbi Abba, I'm Shmuel, I'm Akrab, lo ya'avor, because the Pasuk in the Megillah, we saw this on Daf Beis, the Pasuk in the Megillah says you can't go overboard, you can't go past it. So therefore, we make it earlier, not later. But I'm Rabbi Abba, I'm Shmuel, minayin she'ein monin yamim l'shan. So now we just have a separate statement of Rabbi Abba in the name of Shmuel. Since we previously quoted statement, we gave an answer that's relevant, now we're just going to make some side comments that Rabbi Abba quoted in the name of Shmuel. It says, minayin she'ein monin yamim l'shan. Yamim l'shanim. How do we know that we don't count days for years? Shenemar lichod shei hashana, because it says in the pasuk when it says talks about Rosh Chodesh, Rishon ulachem lichod shei hashana, for the months of the year. Chadashim atamone l'shanim ve'i atamone yamim l'shanim. We don't go by the day; we go by the months. Now, what is this talking about? So, if you look in Rashi, he says, "What does mean? Chain one yam l'shanim." It's talking about a guy who takes a neder that he's not going to drink any wine for 12 months. So he says, miyom liyom, from today until the next day. So basically, if it was on the first day of Nisan, he's usher until the next day of Nisan, right? Which is 354 days and not 365 days later. So we go by the months of the year. We don't go by a solar year. That's what we're talking about when it comes to yamim lishan. We'll see something else that's very similar in the next line of the Gemara. So he says, v'rabbanan de kesari mishum Rabbi Abba Omar. The Rabbanan of Kesa of Caesarea say in the name of Abba, Minay Shein Mechashmet Sha'os L'Chadashim. How do we know that you don't go by hours when it comes to months? Shenemar Ad Chodesh Hayamim, right? It goes until 1 month's worth of days. Ata Mechashe, I'm sorry, Ad Chodesh Yam. Yam Ata Mechashe L'Chadashim. V'yata Mechashe Sha'os L'Chadashim. When you're figuring out a month later, you go by the day of the month. You don't go by the hours in the day. So Rashi over there explains, what is Sha'os L'Chadashim? The guy says to his wife, this will be your get if I don't come back in 1 month. And it was a 29-day month, not a 30-day month. And he comes at the end of day 29. We don't say, oh, it's still the same month, right? Because it's officially, so we say basically if it's the same day, it's the same day, it's in the month. And if not, it's not. And that we don't go based on the hours of the day. Okay. Moving forward now. So we said, Aval Zman Atze Kohanim, V'tisha Ba'av, V'chagiga V'hakel, Ma'achrin V'lo Makdin. So these other occasions, we push them off and we don't move them up. So Tisha B'Av, why do we push off Tisha B'Av? Like this year, we had a Shabbos Tisha B'Av, we move it to Sunday. Why do we do that? Why don't we move it to Friday or Thursday? So our answer is, Akdume Peronis Lo Makdime, we don't push up Peronios. We don't take negative events, we push them backwards, so, hopefully they won't come up, but we certainly don't make them earlier. Chagiga of a hakel. So what about the korban chagiga that you bring on a yantif, or the mitzvah of hakel at the end of the end of a shemitah year? It's a mitzvah but on sukkah's time to gather everyone together. The Beis Hamikdash, the melech reads from the sefer Torah. Mitzvah of hakel. These we push off. We don't move them up. So why wouldn't we want to move these guys up? These are happy occasions. Mishum da'kati lo matos man chiyuvayr. Because the Gemara says because it's not yet the time for the mitzvah. You can't do the mitzvah before the zman. And therefore, you have to push it back and not move it up. Tana, we learn in the following Bereisa, Chagiga of a kol zman chagiga ma'achrin. So it says, the carbon chagiga and the whole zman chagiga, we push it back. So the Gemara says, what is this talking about over here? So Bishlama chagiga, I understand what it means, the carbon chagiga, that if you can't bring it on the normal day, you have to move it to the next day. What does that mean? The carbon chagiga gets pushed to the next day. The imikla b'shabata ma'achrinan la. If it turns out that the first day of Yantif is Shabbos, and you can't bring the Karban Chagiga on the first day, because we don't allow the Shechting of the Chagiga on Shabbos, so we push it to Sunday. Ma'achron lo lebasar Shabbat, we push it to right after Shabbos on Sunday. Ela zman chagiga ma'iz. What does it mean you push off the zman chagiga? How does that make sense? So Amar Rav Hoshea hachi ka'amar. This is what Rav Hoshea says. Rav Hoshea says, this is what the Braisa meant to say. Chagiga b'Shabbos, ba'olas re'iyah, Afilu b'yantif, rechagiga can be brought on Shabbos, and olas re'ia can even be brought on yantif. The zman chagiga ma'achrin. So he says the zman chagiga is pushed off. Mani beshamahi. So what is he talking about over here? So let's take a look in Rashi for a second. So we said, afilu b'yantif zman chagiga hi. So he's saying that it's mutter to bring a korban chagiga, right, on yantif, and even so, we push off the olas re'ia on until chol hamoed, right? That's what he's trying to say. So it's not necessarily referring to the korban chagiga; it's referring to the zman chagiga, which refers to the olas re'ia. I mean, when you go up to the Beis Hamikdash, you bring two korbanos. There are more, but like the basic ones, that you bring a korban ola for the fact that you did aliyah l'regel, special korban, and you bring it. And then you also bring a carbon shlamin, which is called the chagiga, that you get to eat to enjoy the yantif. So basically, what we're saying over here is that the olas re'ia you can bring on yantif, but you can't bring it on Shabbos. This man chagiga ma'achrin, because the chag continues on, and you can bring it later. So mani, who is this? Beis Shammai. This is the opinion of Beis Shammai. As the Tanan, as we have in the following Mishnah, Beis Shammai yom mevi'in shlamim b'yantif, ve'in somchan aleh. You can bring a korban shlamim on yantif. So you can bring the chagiga on yantif. You just can't do smicha. Smicha is the part where you put your hands on the head of the korban and you push down with your might. Special mitzvah for the korban shlamim. Avalo olas. But you can't bring a korban olas. You can't bring the olas re'ia on Shabbos. You have to push that off to the zman chagiga, meaning the whole zman of the chag. So you bring it when it's mutter. Beis Hillel says no. Mevi and shlamim ve'olos. You can bring both. V'somchan aleh. You could even do smicha on the karban shlamim. So the opinion of Beis Hillel would not work with this opinion of Rav Ashi and Pshat in the Braisa. So the Braisa would only work out if it was according to Beis Shammai. That is answer number one. What it means to push off the zman chagiga is referring to the olas re'ia. Answer number two. Rava Amar chagiga kol zman chagiga ma'achrin tvei lo. So you can push off the Karban Chagiga, the Zman of the continuation of the Chag, but no more. Ditnan, as we have the following Mishnah, Mishalo Chag B'yantav Arishan Shal Chag, Chogig V'holigas Kol Rego Kulo, V'yantav Achran Shal Chag. So if you didn't bring the Karban Chagiga for whatever reason on the first day of Yantiv, you can bring it the rest of the days of Yantiv, meaning Chol HaMoed, and even the last day of Yantiv. Avar HaRega V'lo Chag, Eino Chayev Achra Yuso. But if you missed the entirety of the Yantiv and you didn't bring it, so then you don't have to make it up later. That is Rava's answer. What it means to delay the Zman Chagiga means you can continue the entire Zman of the Yantif. Rav Ashi Amar, no, Rav Ashi says, here's the Pshat. Chagiga, v'kol Zman Chagiga, mi'achrin. You can push off not only the Korban Chagiga, but even the Zman that you can bring the Korban goes later. V'afilu atzeres, meaning even on Shavuos, dechad yoma, in the Beis HaMikdash, Shavuos is only one day. So Na'achrin, you can push it aside, meaning if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, you can bring the Korban Chagiga afterwards. Ditnas, we have the following Mishnah Modim, everybody agrees, She'imchal atzeres liyos b'Shabbos, that if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, She'yom tavuach achara Shabbos, that you shech the Korban after Shabbos, meaning after Shavuos. But we're going to stop here for this Amid. We will continue with the next Amid shortly.